This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became sick in the house of Maymunah radiallahu anha. And he was sick for about 12 to 14 days. And during the sickness, when it became severe, he sought permission from his other wives to go and seek treatment or wait for cure in the house of Aisha radiallahu anha. So they all permitted him, they were happy for that, and he went to the house of Aisha radiallahu anha. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became severely sick to the extent that he developed a fever and he had a severe headache. And when one of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum spoke to him, he says that inni u'ak wa'kan shadida, I am being affected in a great way, and I am affected and suffer the pain of two of you, meaning two of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, two men's pain, the pain of two men. That is what he would suffer, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is struggling with this ailment, he had a severe fever. So he told the people, bring buckets of water, seven buckets of water. And they would take this water and pour it over him. And he would try to get up to go to salah. And then the fever would overcome. So they would throw the second pail of water onto Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then he would get up to go to salah and the fever would overcome, so he would sit back down again. And this happened seven times over until two companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam held him from each side and they took him to the salah. And this was the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam with his salah while he is in severe illness. He's telling them, pour water over me, pour water over me. Why? Because he wants to go to the salah. He loves that salah. He can't do without the salah. So he's asking them, pour water over me. Doesn't matter. I just want to feel okay enough to go to salah. And then he goes with the help of two men to salah. Allahu Akbar. This was his relationship with his salah. And one of the last and final messages that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave us was as-salatu as-salah, your salah, your salah. He would tell the people, go to your salah, ensure you perform your salah, don't lose your salah. And when he was severely ill, then he told the people around him, he told Aisha radiallahu anha, Muru Aba Bakrin falyusalli bin nas. Let Abu Bakr pray the salah. Command him to pray the salah. So Aisha radiallahu anha would say to him, Innahu rajulun asif, ya Rasulullah. He is a man who is very sorrowful. As soon as he begins to pray, he can't stand it. He can't bear the sorrow that he feels and he begins to cry. So people can't even understand what he is reading. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeats, Muru Aba Bakrin falyusalli bin nas. Let Abu Bakr perform the salah. Let him lead the salah. So he wakes up from one of the states where he was unconscious. And he hears Umar radiallahu anhu leading the salah. So he says, why is Umar leading the salah? Allah is not happy for anyone to lead the salah except for Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So Aisha radiallahu anha repeats to him, Innahu rajulun asif ya Rasulallah. He is a very sorrowful man, O Messenger of Allah. So he says, only Abu Bakr. It is only Abu Bakr whom Allah is happy and pleased with to lead the prayer. Muru Aba Bakrin falyusalli bin nas. Command Abu Bakr to perform the salah, to lead the salah. And when Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu led the salah, that is only when this command stopped. That is only when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calmed down. And from this we can gather that we know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away after this. So he was actually telling the companions that after I die, the person who will be the leader is Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. Because he was the leader during of the prayer during the lifetime of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So clearly, after he passes on, who is going to be the khalif? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. And his daughter visits him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fatima radiyallahu anha, the only child left of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She visits him. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a habit where he would get up and he would greet Fatima radiyallahu anha and he would make her sit in the position that he was sitting in. So that day he could not get up. He was severely ill. So she cried and he cried. And then he brought her closer and he says, Fatima, I want to tell you that this is the sickness that I am going to die in. So she began to cry and she began to weep. And then she began to laugh. So Aisha radiallahu anha is confused. What is happening here? And the second message was, I give you glad tidings. You are going to be the first person to meet me after my death. That means you are going to die next. So she became happy with this. And Aisha radiallahu anha says that there were about 7 dinanir, 7 gold coins that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had in the house. So he tells Aisha radiallahu anha, مَا فَعَلَتِ السَّبْعَةُ دَنَانِيرِ. What happened to these 7 gold coins? So she says, they are with me. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, give them out. Give them out in sadaqah. It is not suitable for a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pass away while he has anything of this dunya left with him. So he tells Aisha radiallahu anha, give it out. And he falls into unconsciousness. And when he wakes up, he says, مَا فَعَلَتِ السَّبْعَةُ دَنَانِيرِ. What happened to those 7 gold coins? So she says, they are still with me, O Messenger of Allah. So he says that, do you want me to be questioned with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal about those gold coins? Give them out, Ya Aisha. Give them out. And then she gives them out. And when he wakes up from his unconsciousness, he says, what happened to those 7 gold coins? And she says, I gave them out, O Messenger of Allah. And he says, Inna ma'ashira al-anbiya'i la nurath. We, the messengers of Allah, we don't leave behind an inheritance, because the inheritance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was none other than the salah and the Quran and the word of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all of the sharia. That was the inheritance of the anbiya alayhi wa salatu wa salam. That was the inheritance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He left behind the Quran and salah and remembrance of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. He did not leave behind any wealth in terms of this dunya. And then at one of the salawat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stands up after the salah and he goes up onto the mimbar and he makes an announcement, anyone whom I have harmed during my lifetime, let him come and take his share and take his right today. Anyone whom I have backbitten, let him come take his right today. Anyone whom I have done anything to in this world, let him come and take his right today. And none of the companions stand up except for one, Ukasha ibn Mihsan. Ukasha was a man who was known to be close to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. He was known to have a good relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he stands up and he says, Ana ya Rasulallah, I want to come and take my right from you, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he comes forward And he says, so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him, what right do you want to take from me, O Ukasha? And he says, on the day of Badr, when you were straightening the rows, listen to this, when you were straightening the rows, you took the stick and you pushed me back with that stick, O Messenger of Allah, I want my right for that day. And he takes a stick that is there with the companions, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stands up with all of his illness and he says, come, take your right from me. And he says, but on that day, my chest was open, O Messenger of Allah, so open up your chest. So he opens up his chest, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He opens up his chest and Ukasha goes to him and he hugs the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He places his head in the chest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he hugs the Messenger. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes back to his home. And his illness becomes severe. And it becomes difficult. And Aisha radiallahu anha says he had a cloth that he would take. And he would wipe that cloth over his head, place it in water, wring the water out of it, and then wipe it over his head. And she says that then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw Abdurrahman enter into the house. Abdurrahman was the brother of Aisha radiallahu anha. He saw Abdurrahman enter into the house and he says, in fact, he saw that he had a siwak in his mouth. So he began to look at it with a longing look as though he would love to have that siwak. So Aisha radiallahu anha tells him that give that siwak to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he takes it and he begins to, you know, do that which we know as the taswik, cleaning his teeth. And this is how beloved the siwak was to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As he is passing away, he actually says that lawla an ashuqqa ala ummati, if it was not for me to become difficult and hard upon my ummah, la amartuhum bis-siwaki 'inda kulli salah, I would have commanded them to perform the taswik and clean their teeth at every salah. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cleans his teeth and there he is uttering words, saying something. And Aisha radiallahu anha says, I draw close and I hear him saying, Balir Rafiq al A'la, Balir Rafiq al A'la, Inna lil mawti la sakarat. Indeed, death has its pangs. Indeed, death has its pangs. La ilaha illallah. There is no God worthy of worship besides Allah. And he says, indeed, death has its pangs. And he says, no, but rather I choose Allah, I choose the higher companion. Balir Rafiq al-A'la, Balir Rafiq al-A'la, Balir Rafiq al-A'la. I'm choosing Allah, I want to go to Allah. I'm tired, I'm done with this dunya. It's over and I want to go to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. What's one of the statements that he is making? Inna lil mawti la sakarat. Indeed, death has its pangs. And what is the other statement? He is saying, but I choose Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. It is difficult to leave this world. Death has its pangs. There is a pain to death, but I choose Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Al-mawtu babun wa kullun nasi dakhiluhu. Death is a door and every person shall enter that door. And then he utters the
آية فأولئك مع النبي مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. So they are the ones who are with those whom Allah has favored and placed His bounty upon, the Anbiya and the Shuhada and the Salihin. وَحَسُنَا أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. And those are the best of companions. And he breathes his last sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he goes to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And this was the last of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he passed away and he left this world. And Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal tells us, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. You are to die, O Messenger of Allah. And they are to die as well. Every single one of us will die one day in the manner that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. Why? Because he was a human being and we are human beings as well. Except that he was the best of creation and he was the one who was most beloved to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So his soul goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if death was something that was a bad thing and it was an evil thing, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have not tasted from that cup of death. But this death can be a beautiful thing. Man ahabba liqa'a Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'a. The one who loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet him. Prepare to meet Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, and you will love to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perfect your salah, improve your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will look forward to the day that you meet Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, hoping that you will be uttering the words that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uttered as he passed away. La ilaha illallah. There is no God worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah. The one whose last words are la ilaha illallah, he has entered into Jannah. Why? Because he lived his life with that standard of tawheed and shahada and belief in Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. The companions radiyallahu anhum are shocked by the passing of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, he stands up and he says, anyone who says that Muhammad has died, I am going to strike his neck, I'll kill him. He has gone and left us in the manner that Musa left his people for 40 days and he will come back. So when Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu hears about the passing of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he comes and he enters into the home and he sees the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lying there. So he goes to him and he says, طِبْتَ حَيًّا وَمَيِّتًا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. You are beautiful in life and beautiful in death, good in life and good in death, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he comes out to the people and he goes up onto the minbar and he says, Man kana ya'budu Muhammadan fa inna Muhammadan qad mat. The one who was worshipping Muhammad has passed away. Wa man kana ya'budu Allah fa inna Allah hayyun la yamut. And the one who was worshipping Allah, Allah is ever alive and he does not die. And then Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu falls to his knees and he bursts into tears saying, I could not believe these words, but they were so true. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu says, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ أَفَإِن مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلَ انْقَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ. And Muhammad is none but a messenger of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. If he is to die and he is to be killed, then will you turn against your heels and leave Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal? Will you leave Islam? So he says, it is as though I am hearing this verse for the first time in my life, and I can't believe that I'm hearing this verse. And he falls to his
knees and he accepts that this is the truth. And this was the nature of Umar radiallahu anhu. When he heard the truth, as much as his feelings were, he would accept it. If he felt like, I don't want to accept this, I don't want to believe it, he would still accept it. Why? Because Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal said something here. كان وقافا عند حدود الله. He would stop at the boundary of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Here was the boundary of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knew, I can't say anything anymore. There is clear evidence that this has happened. It is over. I surrender. But this affected the companions sallallahu radiyallahu anhum in a great way. Uthman radiallahu anhu would pass by as Zubayr and Talha, and he would not reply to their salam. So when he was asked, why are you not replying to their salam? He says, did they even greet me? He was in a stupor. He couldn't imagine the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah ibn Unais radiallahu anhu, 3 days later, he was fine, he was okay. 3 days later, he passed away. The companions radiallahu anhum say it is as though he melted away. It is as though he melted away. Within 3 days, he passed away. Why? Because they loved the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We claim to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But these were people who loved the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They couldn't imagine life without the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is how we should love the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the extent that we know we would rather die. We would give our lives, we would give our families, we would give everything, our wealth and everything we have, before anything happens to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the attitude of the companions radiallahu anhum. What would they say? Fidaka abi wa ummi. Take my mother, take my father, O Messenger of Allah. It doesn't matter who it is, doesn't matter what it is, I'm ready to sacrifice it for you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This became clear in the battles. Their love for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would stand up and put themselves between the arrows and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, between the spears and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, between the swords and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because they knew that we love this Messenger. We don't care if we die, but he will not be affected. He will not be harmed. And this was their love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He passed away, he is gone. But the message is clear from Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. Inna Muhammadan qad mat. Muhammad has passed on. He's gone to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. But the message of Muhammad remains. Qul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni yuhbibakum Allah wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. Say, if you love me, then follow me, Allah will love you. Allahu Akbar. Say, if you love Allah, then follow me. You love Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. We all claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will love you and he will forgive you your sins. So it is easy for us to make claims, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. I love Allah, I love his Messenger. But for us to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to prepare for our meeting with him and to follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is a true judge of our love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah grant us the love of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to follow him.